Everyone in digital music who isn't Apple, Amazon, or Google is losing money. Can any streaming service make it? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The digital music business is an ugly one. iHeartMedia, which does radio and streaming, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last week. Pandora is perennially on the edge and moved to renegotiate its deals with record labels just this week. And as Spotify prepares to go public next month, it's having to reassure investors that it can make money, even though it's still not profitable. Then there's Google, Amazon, and Apple starting to dominate the landscape. Paul Sweeney is a media analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence. He said it's all about the licensing.
You know, everybody's got to get paid in the music business. This has been, over the last, 100 years, a very complex web of licensing agreements. And the streaming companies have to pay these fees as well. So they've all negotiated fee arrangements with the various licensing entities. And it's a big, big part of their cost structure. And that is why, they really, in particular in the case of Spotify, but all the players, what they need to do is to really sign up as many subscribers as they can, generate as much revenue as they can to cover these licensing and royalty costs. And it really, really argues for these companies to get to scale as quickly as possible.
And yet, we should point out here that Spotify is not profitable, right? Is anybody making money in this space?
You're right. They're not profitable. And it was interesting. The way they positioned the company at their investor day was to say, not surprisingly, I guess, don't focus on profits. Focus on subscriber growth. And very much like the Netflix story, this is going to be a story about subscriber growth. And I think what they really stress from a financial perspective is once our subscribers stay with us for more than a year, they become very profitable for us. What I think they're saying to the marketplace is this is very early innings of this global streaming music business, and we're going to go for as much share as possible, and we will monetize it at, in the future.
Certainly, the pages of tech history are littered with companies who made that argument about audience, and not everyone can be Amazon and Netflix. Like, do the economics suggest, if Spotify's bet doesn't pay off, that only big companies like Apple or Amazon or Google, who can afford to sort of absorb losses and licensing fees, could end up controlling streaming music?
Yeah, we did some research on the market opportunity here for the Spotify's of the world and just the streaming music business in general. And we think the music streaming via subscription is about an $8.4 billion business today. And we think by 2025, that industry could be $24 billion. What's really happening, what's going to drive that revenue growth is just the growth in global paid users. There's about 120 million people globally, excluding China, that subscribe to a paying streaming service right now. We think that can grow to about 400 million people in 2025. So those numbers look very big over the next 5 years. And the question is, who's going to get that? It really comes down to investors' belief in the overall growth of the global streaming market. And then it's a question of who do you think is going to be the winners and losers here? Is it a zero-sum game where, maybe it's just Apple and nobody else? Or is there room for multiple players?
So I know that Spotify, for example, has been able to renegotiate better rates with the labels. Is that what it's going to take for the digital streaming industry in general? Like, will the labels just have to give a little more?
I don't think so. I think it's going to continue to be a very contentious relationship between the labels and whoever's distributing the music. I think it's going to be a constant struggle, as it's always been in the music business, because the people who create the content feel like they should be adequately compensated for their work. And it's a question of what's adequately compensated means. And that will always be, I believe, a pressure point for Spotify as they think about how to manage their costs.
That's Paul Sweeney, media analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence. Spotify is still the number one music streaming service in the U.S. Apple Music is number two. Analysts say that long-term streaming music services are likely to consolidate as smaller companies go out of business. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
A lot of people spend a lot of money on things like skincare, fast fashion, and even surgery, all in the name of self-improvement. But as the price of perfection rises, when is it time to call it quits? I'm Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace. This season, we dig deep into the financial trappings of self-care and the real motivations behind our spending choices. Listen to This Is Uncomfortable wherever you get your podcasts.